Key idea number 19, concentrate on continuous improvement. Organizational development requires and embraces all of the factors that go into building a company. It includes the selection of products and services, the decisions about particular markets, the scope of activities of the company, the recruiting, training, and management policies of the people in the company. Organizational development refers to the decisions with regard to leadership and strategy, finances, labor policies, internal culture, and many other things. An exercise that we do regularly in strategic planning is to ask the top team of executives to describe the company as it would be if it were perfect 5 years from today. We then go around the room and idealize by writing out how the company would look and how it would be talked about in 5 years if the company were the finest company in its industry. Once we have a series of clear definitions of the ideal future vision of the company, we then organize these ideas by priority and begin developing plans. We begin strategizing on how we could change and develop certain parts of the organization to be sure that in 5 years these goals are realized. Practice zero-based thinking in everything you do as a manager. Continually ask yourself the question, if I were not doing this today, knowing what I now know, would I start it up again today? This is one of the most important managerial thinking tools I've ever discovered. Continually draw a line under all your previous decisions and evaluate what you are doing today on the basis of the way the situation is at this moment. Is there anything in your life or business that you are doing today that, knowing what you now know, you wouldn't get into? The fact is that about 70% of your decisions, on average, will turn out to be wrong in the fullness of time. The decisions, when you made them, may have been excellent in every respect. But because of the incredible turbulence in today's world, the information upon which you based the original decision has changed. Many things have happened. You have learned new things about people, situations, products, services, and markets. In order to stay flexible and creative, you must be willing to let go of the old in order to embrace the new. You must be willing to practice creative abandonment with old ideas that are no longer valid in terms of today's reality. Jack Welch of General Electric calls this the reality principle. He says that you must see the world the way it really is, not the way you wish it were. He always begins a problem-solving meeting by asking the question, what is the reality? He then forces everyone to be absolutely clear and honest about the reality of the current situation. It's only from that point forward that intelligent decisions can be made about the future. The question is always this, do you want to be right, or do you want to be effective? Keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye focused on the results of sales growth, quality, profitability, and share price, and be willing to question everything and anything that may be standing in the road of your getting the results for which you're responsible.